Waiting till 8:15 to meet us. You can touch him right now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Just sense how near Jesus is drawing to us. Oh, hallelujah.
praying, okay?
Hallelujah.
Open my eyes, Lord. I want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch you and say, precious Jesus, hallelujah. Glory. Oh, hallelujah.
Lord, we recognize your presence in our midst. Lord, we thank you that we can come together like this to love you, to worship you, and to receive that which you have for us. Lord, we dedicate these days to you. We pray that you will be glorified in all that's said and done. We pray that you will meet with us every time we come together. And Lord, we pray that you'll work in us even as we're upon the grounds and having fellowship with one another. We pray, Lord, that your presence will enrich us in all things. Lord, we thank you for all that you've done for us, Lord. We know it's more than we understand. And we know, Jesus, that you're going to do much more for us as we spend this time with you. And so, Lord, have your way tonight. We pray that you'll lead and guide us. We pray, Lord, that you will cause your anointing to rest upon this meeting. And, Lord, we pray that your word will be ministered in the power of the Holy Ghost, that you will bring about changes in our lives. We pray, Lord, that you'll cause your work to go forward in every one of us, young and old alike. We ask this all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's sing number one in our white pilgrim camp books. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Father,
Something we can all agree on, that we all love Jesus. That's why we're here, to draw closer to Him and to get more greatly filled with that love. Our love is not sufficient. It's not worthy of the Lord. But when He fills us with His love, then we have something to love Him back with, right? I noticed that Peter talked about his love for God and even boasted of his love for the Lord, but found out that his love was fell far short. He ended up denying the Lord. Turned out that he loved himself more than he loved Jesus. The Apostle John doesn't talk about his love for the Lord. He talks about God's love for him. Do you ever notice that? God's love for him. I like that the Lord told Peter that, although you failed me, that there's coming a day when you're going to get so filled with the love of God that you're going to love me more than you love yourself. And you're going to lay down your life rather than ever deny me again. And that wasn't Peter's doing, but that was Jesus' doing. And so we need to ask the Lord to
give us the love that he is worthy of.
Yes.
Somehow awaken me to how greatly he loves me and how pure that love is, and then to just direct it back to him. Praise God. And so, let's do that in these days. I understand that our theme this year is praise. I like that. Praise. You know, praise is more than just saying thank you to Jesus. Sometimes people think, well, how long can I praise God? I've said thank you. I've thought about everything I can thank him for in 10 minutes, and now I'm done. But we find that praise is much more than that. That God inhabits the praises of his people, that praise is a weapon that whereby God stills the enemy and the avenger in our lives. Jesus comes to us when we praise him. He prepares our hearts to receive his word, and he brings about changes in our lives as we praise him with all our hearts. And I trust that the Holy Spirit will help us to get hold of that in these days. Brother Gardner, the director of Pilgrim Camp, first director, he used to often use the expression, it's better felt than telt. And that wasn't proper English. But the idea was, it's better, you learn better when you experience it than when someone just tells you about it. That's the felt and the telt, right? So I pass that on to you tonight. As we spend this time together in these days, let's experience Jesus and the blessing that comes as we praise him. We'll hear more about that, I'm sure, and we want God to be glorified. Amen. Now, eventually we're going to look into these booklets. I'd like to study the life of Peter with you, and we'll be able to do that in the mornings and sometimes in the evenings as well. Now, my dad took public speaking, and he said, you never hand out your papers while you're talking because nobody listens to you. They just start thumbing through the pages, right? That's probably true. So I'm going to hand these out later, and I'll have someone help me. But I think I trust it'll be a rich study. As I was preparing these lessons, I didn't know where to stop. I kept thinking of more stories where Peter is prominent in the story. Another one. I think I have 20 of them here. And I'm sure there are some more that I must have overlooked. Peter's a character that we can relate to. I'm so glad that he's in the Bible and that so much is said about him. I'm glad for every question he asked. I'm glad for every, I hate to say the word dumb in connection with Peter, thing that he said that maybe he didn't think through, because Jesus responded to those things, and we learn things about the Lord that we maybe wouldn't have known otherwise. But as we look through the life of Peter, we want to not just see his shortcomings and his failures, but we want to see his heart. And I think that's something that comes through. Peter had a real heart for God. And the Lord had a great plan over Peter's life. He was going to be the leader among the apostles, and God was going to use him in tremendous ways. And the enemy was fighting that every step of the way. But Jesus knew what he could do with Peter if Peter would give him a chance. And we see what a tremendous transformation came into his life as he yielded himself to the Lord. Praise God. The Lord didn't choose Peter because of anything special in Peter, but the Lord knew what he could do with him if Peter would come to the end of himself and would acknowledge his absolute need and dependence upon Jesus. And so there are things like that that will encourage us to give ourselves to the Lord as well. Praise God. But let's sing another song, and then we'll continue to worship the Lord. What I like about Pilgrim Camp meetings is that it's not all about the preacher, thank God, but God will use you in these meetings, I'm sure. There'll be those that will pray out. There'll be those that will want to testify or give a little word of exhortation to encourage the brothers and sisters. Maybe there'll be some that will want to sing a song. So let's see what God will do and who he'll use throughout this week. Praise God. Every meeting is different. Sometimes we'll have rich times of praise, and then there'll be other times where it'll be so silent You could hear a pin drop, and the Lord will draw so near. You'll sense that he's performing miracles deep in your heart. There'll be times when you'll weep. There'll be times when you'll laugh. You'll clap and you'll march. And, well, who knows? The important thing is that Jesus is guiding us in all of these things and that we're meeting him as we yield ourselves in these ways. Praise God. Okay. I've enjoyed the piano playing when I came in. Thank you. it was a sweet touch of the Lord. The Lord was drawing near to us, and we want God to anoint the music as well. I love these instruments when you come to camp, and you hear the brass and the strings and sometimes the woodwinds and the guitar. And I remember when I brought my guitar to Pilgrim Camp. Guitar wasn't very popular back then at Pilgrim Camp, and maybe it still isn't, I don't know. But Brother Gardner took me aside and said, "Kenny, you ought to pray that God will anoint your playing." So I did, and I trust he does. That's what we want. We want the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon even the music, the playing. And so it sounds like it's going to be a rich time together in God's presence. Amen. Oh, so many good songs. Let's sing about the mercies of God. That's number 35 in the same book. Number 35 in the white book. Praise God. I still do not get my guest list, so welcome, all you guests.
The mercies of God.
let's pray for the young ladies down in the village and, of course, the children in the cottage. You know, we come to be ministered to at camp, but God also calls us to minister, every one of us.
And we fulfill that ministry much by praying for the children that God brings here and the guests. Some guests come with great needs. Maybe you're here tonight and you have real need. Maybe in your body, maybe there's a problem at home, maybe you're going through some spiritual battle, and you've come to camp trusting that God will meet you. You know, we can all do something to contribute to the atmosphere at camp. I often say Pilgrim Camp is a place where it's so easy to touch God. And there's a reason for that, because there are dedicated lives that have... how can you say it? They've given themselves to God, and they walk with God, and they maintain His presence in their life. And there's much prayer that goes up for this place, and we ought to take full advantage of all the help that God has for us. But let's pray for those children tonight. Sometimes the first night is difficult for some of them, being away from home. Some haven't been away from home for a while. I was talking to Pastor Jim Cimbala the other day in Brooklyn Tabernacle. I went to hear him teach, and I sat right up front. And after the meeting, I went up to him and I told him, I said, you know, I drove your grandson home from Pilgrim Camp last year. So he said, my granddaughter Charlotte's going up this year, and she's so young, and I'm afraid that she's going to be away from home. Take good care of her, please. So he was begging us to care for his granddaughter Charlotte. I believe that's what's her name, maybe. Maybe I got the wrong name. I told him he should come up sometime. He said, well, now that I have an invitation, maybe I will. Well, that'd be nice. Praise God. But let's pray. Let's pray for these little ones and young ladies as well. Thank you, Jesus. Come, Lord. Hallelujah. Maybe someone will lead out in prayer. Hallelujah. Let God use you. Bless these young ladies. Bless these children, Lord. Meet them tonight. Very first night, wrap your arms around them, Jesus. God, make them to feel safe and secure in your love. Hallelujah.
Father, we just thank you for this opportunity that you brought these girls here to meet with you.
Yes, Lord.
To learn of you, but much more to experience you. So we just pray that you would continue your work. I believe you've been preparing them before they've arrived. Lord, we just pray that this time, as they gather,
yes,
that you would,
Jesus,
your presence would draw near, that you would take away any fear, any whatever it is, homesickness, that you would lift them, oh Lord, into your presence. Know that you are here, that they are safe.
Yes, Lord.
And that you will do wonderful things. Commit them to you, Lord. Pour out your spirit upon them. Lord, open their hearts, their eyes to see Jesus, to receive him. Let the word go forth from the counselors, the head counselors. Lord, just
yes,
put
Lord,
your presence,
them, God. Anoint
comfort,
them.
Strength.
God,
I pray that you give them a good time with the various activities.
The protection
keep
of
them
the
safe,
of Jesus.
Well,
yes, Lord.
From accidents. Just draw very near. Give them rest. Give them good sleep. Restful sleep. Awaken them, Lord, ready to receive from you again. So we just commit them to you. Undertake. For the glory of God. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. That prayer relaxed me so much. I almost fell asleep myself, George.
Yeah.
That's great. Praise God. Last year I was here, I had a beard. And now that I've shaved it off, people look at me strange, and they think there's something different about you, but they don't know what it is. Maybe they think it's a haircut, someone said. Maybe my new tie. My doctor told me to lose weight, so I figured I'd start there by shaving off my beard. It's a start anyway. Okay. I'm just getting comfortable, as you can see, right? Yeah. Get to know the crowd. See if I get any responses. Okay.